adorn yourself and you beautify yourself and you prepare yourself. I mean, this is another problem today that we've got as a result of which, you know, talaqs are taking place one after the other. Yeah, you get many men complaining. And this, you know, this is a typical complaint from a man. That, you know what, she never adorns herself for me. But okay, you get men complaining that she just wears the whole day, she's wearing her nightgown. She doesn't even comb her hair. And I've told her many times. And because she doesn't do it, what am I supposed to do as a man? So I go pay for the services elsewhere. It happens, it's happening. And as a result of which, talaq takes place. Yet the same woman, he'll say, she spends hours adorning herself and beautifying herself when she goes out. She'll go to a nikah, a wedding, or a party, or whatever, with her friends. She'll spend hours on that particular day. You know, she makes Kim Kardashian look silly. But for me, she never does it, as a result of which I turn elsewhere. It takes two to tango. You'll get women that complain about their husbands. Don't get me wrong. You'll get women, I'll give you a typical complaint, that he comes home, he works in a garage, I'm just giving you, you know, an example. He smells of oil and grease. And in that state, he expects me to satisfy his need as if I'm a machine that he, you know, presses a button and I can just, you know, deliver. It doesn't work like that. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, listen to what Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, the cousin of Rasulullah and the companion of Rasulullah, he would say, I like to adorn myself for my wife as much as I like my wife to adorn herself and beautify herself for me. Takes two to tango. Just like you're a human being and you like to see particular things or your wife in a particular way. She's also a human being. And she also has needs and wants and desires, and she also likes to see her husband not full of grease and oil. She likes to see her husband in a particular way. I mean, look at the Prophet ﷺ and the teachings of the deen with regards to cleanliness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ. Allah loves those that are pure. الطُّهُورُ شَطْرُ الْإِيمَانِ. Cleanliness is half of faith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful, He loves beauty. Yeah. Look at the Prophet ﷺ himself. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, when he would enter inside his house, the first thing that the Prophet ﷺ would do is miswak, he would clean his teeth. Why? Because for his wives. Prophet ﷺ was very conscious when it came to the Azwaj Mutahharat. But again, there's a beautiful incident in hadith that will show you how conscious the Prophet ﷺ was. After Asr every day, the Prophet ﷺ would come and visit his wives, all of them. He would speak to them, talk to them, ask them with regards to their needs and their well-being and take care of their needs. Now, on one occasion, our mother, Hazrat Zainab, she received some honey from somewhere. Now, the Prophet ﷺ used to love honey. So when the Prophet ﷺ would come to visit her, she would make a honey drink for the Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ would sit there for a little longer and drink that honey drink. Now, our mother, Hazrat Aisha, sensed this and saw this. Okay, why is it that the Prophet ﷺ stays a little longer with Zainab? Now, Aisha and Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala would compete. There was a lot of lively competition. And because of this, the Azwaj Mutahara were two groups. There were those that sided with Aisha and that would support Aisha, and there were those that supported our mother, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So what Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha did was, her team, she called them and she addressed them and she said to them that, you know, when the Prophet ﷺ comes to visit you after Asr, ask the Prophet ﷺ, did you eat maghafir? Now, maghafir is a sticky gum, sweet gum, which has an unpleasant smell from the urfut tree. Now, Hazrat Aisha knew that the Prophet ﷺ doesn't like smell. So she said to them, okay, when the Prophet ﷺ comes to you, ask him, have you eaten maghafir? The Prophet ﷺ will say to you, no. Then say to the Prophet ﷺ, okay, Ya Rasulullah, where's this smell from then? The Prophet ﷺ will say to you, I've had a honey drink at Zainab's. Okay. Then say to the Prophet ﷺ, okay, it seems that the bees that produce this honey have taken their nectar from the urfut tree. She told them all this sabak. I want every one of you to say this. And that's exactly what they did. When the Prophet ﷺ came to Hazrat Hafsa, the daughter of Sayyidina Umar Faruq radiallahu ta'ala, she asked, Ya Rasulullah, have you eaten maghafir? The Prophet ﷺ said, no. Where's this smell from? Prophet ﷺ said, I don't know, I've only had a sherbet drink from Zem's house. So as Hafsa said, it seems that these bees that produce this honey took the nectar from the Urfa tree. Now the Prophet ﷺ vowed, he took an oath, that from now on I will never have this sherbet drink. Look how conscious the Prophet ﷺ was with regards to his wife. He made something which was halal, haram upon himself. And the verse of the Quran was revealed, كَيَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيِّ لِمَا تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَبْتَغِي مَرْضَاتَ أَزْوَاجِكَ. Why do you make something which was halal, haram, seeking the pleasure of your wives? Now the reason I've narrated this incident is, look how conscious the Prophet ﷺ was when it came to his wives. And again, the Prophet ﷺ, there was no one better than him. The sweat on his body was more fragrant than musk. And the Sahaba would actually collect his sweat and use it as their itr, and it was the best itr. But in spite of this, he was conscious. This is why he said, Man kana lahu sha'run falyukrim. Whoever's hair, he should honor it. Prophet ﷺ himself would make an effort. He would apply surma in his eyes. The Prophet ﷺ would comb his hair, his beard. Prophet ﷺ would regularly wear oil, apply oil to his hair, to his head. So it's important that you make the effort, and she also makes the effort. Zahir Bate, if any woman wants to protect the chastity and the purity of her husband, it's important that she adorns herself just like she adorns herself for hours on end when she goes out for an occasion. Likewise, it's important for a husband, if he wants to protect the purity and chastity of his wife, he also adorns himself and beautifies himself. Inna Allah Jameel, Yuhibbul Jamal. Very, very. Yeah.